Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 38, another week. It's just flown by. Spencer's been in his hot tub like a lobster.
Summer, loving summer, but it's past the four-week mark, and now I'm into panic mode because now I realize every year of my life that goes by, the summer gets shorter and shorter. I mean, for real, it's 5 weeks into the summer, but I'm loving it, and yeah. So what are we on, show number 952 of this membership?
Feels like it, doesn't it? But no, we're only on 38, and in this show, folks, we're going to be talking generally about social media, why it's really important to utilize social media to publicize your membership website. To say that we've had some dramatic changes, confusion over the past 6 months would be a slight understatement. We've got threads appearing. It'd be really interesting to see.
I live for that, by the way.
Pardon?
I thrive on disruption and confusion. Like, I think it's my purpose in this lifetime. I think about where
I totally agree. It caused enough confusion for me, that's for sure.
If things are static, I'm bored.
Yeah, you're telling me. Never worked that one out. So we're going to be talking about social media in general. Then we got a list of some of the better WordPress plugins. Should be a great show. You should get some great value from it. I'm getting some great comments about the show in general. So that's really fantastic. So before we go into the meat and potatoes of the show, I've got a couple of messages from our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out and give Sensei a try today.
Hi there, folks. It's Jonathan Denwood here, and I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's Zolo.com. If you've got a WordPress website, a membership website, and you're looking to link it with a great financial management package, Zolo can provide this solution. So all your bookkeeping needs are done through Zolo. If you need new inbox email functionality and you don't want to pay the high charges that Google will charge you, Zolo offers a great email inbox platform. They've got over 50 apps and services that all integrate fantastic with WordPress at great value levels, and they almost always offer a fully functioning free product as well. So it's just amazing value. Also, if you're a WordPress developer or agency owner, Zolo are looking for great partnerships in the WordPress space. To get all this information, all you have to do, folks, is just go over to Zolo.com, and they have the products that you're looking for. Thank you so much, Zolo, for supporting WP Tonic and the Machine Membership shows. It's much appreciated. We're coming back, folks. I'm hot and bothered. I'm English, folks. I'm not used to any form of heat or sunshine. But before we go in to the main part of the show, also, I've got like to point out that we've got some great special offers from the sponsors. Plus, we've got a created list of the best WordPress plugins that you can utilize to build your great membership website on WordPress, which you should do. To get all these great goodies and time savers, all you have to do is go over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals, and all the goodies are there. What more could you ask for? Probably a lot more. but that's all we got. So, but it's great stuff. So, Spencer, I thought initially, so let's start off, you know, with the big news story that's dominated the past month or couple of weeks. Like I say, time just flies. Threads and maybe a quick general discussion about Twitter and about how you view social media and how you, what lessons you have learned and how you utilize it in your own businesses. I think that would be a good start for the conversation. So where do you want to go? Do you want to go starting off about how you utilize social media yourself and how your views around it maybe have changed? Maybe that would be a good start.
Yeah. By the way, this episode is sponsored by P2P powder with matcha, milk, and berries.
That sounds quite nice, actually.
This is my, speaking of threads, I am inspired by a very well-known marketer, Ryan Lee, who's maybe 2 years younger than me, but very well-known. And now he has started a whole thing, which is what I've been speaking about for years as well, because we're peers, this Gen X thing. And I'm going to weave this into this whole threads thing. As you get older and wiser, you realize you can achieve more with less effort, right? The if you had a lever long enough, you could lift the world. Right? Archimedes. And young kids today, those 20, 30-year-olds, want to go out and kill it.
That's a long-term memory when I was...
Right? Back in the day. But I did it back with, you know, my computer was a pad of paper and a pencil. And okay. So today, we're seeing a revolution because of so many automated tools and so much technology and so forth, that there's a division between the social media that it promised to be and the social media that it is. The promise, and I love him as a human being, but like he makes me anxious beyond belief, like a Gary V. Gary V is running around like a gerbil in a gerbil cage on crack cocaine, and his heart is going to explode, and he has kids, but you know,
I get anxiety every time
I'm not going to judge him because he's incredible as a business person, but like I choose not to have that lifestyle. I've had a lifestyle where I like to cruise through a day and spend quality time with my kids, and I don't have a shiny ball problem that many people do. I've got it under control. Whereas I feel like social media can turn into this race. So my point, what had happened is that the social media promised that it would open up audiences. And for many people it did, but what it devolved into was a lot of people, especially younger people, leading duplicitous lives. One that was published was completely different than the reality, right? Whether it be they're sitting on the hood of somebody's Lamborghini or a fake jet, or they just photographed every single thing they did and every meal they ate and every person they talked to. So I ask myself, in today's world, what is valuable? What's valuable is to choose maybe one or two social platforms that align with what you're really willing to do in your real life with your real person, and ask yourself, why or how does that actually connect to what I'm selling? So for me, going back to Ryan Lee versus Gary V, Spencer Foreman versus Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, okay?
They're making a new film, aren't they? I think it's kind of a British cast, but they've already got in trouble.
Everybody who I speak to always says, who are you talking about when you're talking about the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? There's some people in WordPress that lead duplicitous lives.
Never.
So I'm saying I have started to choose now. Traditionally, I have been on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. I had consciously avoided Instagram. I don't do any of those Snapchats, any of that. It's just too much. Okay. Yeah. So I just made videos that I put on YouTube that were related to business, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Now, Elon Musk, who I used to think was a hero, now I think shit the bed and shit my belief in him being like a rational person. And I do not like Mark Zuckerberg at all. But I do like the fact that even though Twitter is not going to go away, Threads provided a, you know, two billionaires battling it out counterbalance for those of us. And thus far, Threads is a place where I started to post content and I like the tone. There's nobody there. It's a ghost town. I have, maybe I have 1,000 followers on Twitter, but it's a ghost town on Threads. But I like the tone and it's got some features that I enjoy. Like I can post a video longer than 140 seconds. We'll talk about that. So it's a nice platform to get a fresh start, like a do-over, but you're going to start from zero. LinkedIn, I had loved originally. Then I got bored with it because no, it was like crickets. Then a few people like Justin Welsh and a few others got in there. Justin Welsh is the one. He and Sahil Bloom got in there and made LinkedIn the place to be found. But the problem is their business model broke LinkedIn for me and everyone else. Why? Because they taught people how to essentially like swarm onto somebody's post and ask a million questions in order to leech attention from that person and grow your list on LinkedIn. So now LinkedIn has become essentially like the Instagram of business relationships. Nobody on there is authentic. Everybody on there now is like commenting on these circle jerk posts of like, you know, the 10 things to do for the day, but it's not really anything that hasn't been said a million times before. And what's worse is on LinkedIn, as soon as you say connect with somebody, bing, 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 bing. Like,
I just don't understand that.
Because they broke it. What I'm saying is LinkedIn, it's still a business profile. You need it for your standing in the community, but you cannot use it for any meaningful interaction. Sorry, Justin Welsh can because he's like the leader of what, and God bless him for doing it for himself. But now everybody's trying to be Justin Welsh and everybody is now auto pinging stuff. And there's tools that make this happen where it's just bing, 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 bing. And everybody's like, hey, I'd like to have coffee with you. I'd like to connect with you. I haven't spent 2 freaking seconds learning anything about you. Hey, Spence, I can help you build your WordPress website and do marketing. I'm like, really? I know somebody who does that.
You know nothing about that, do you? You know
just,
nothing.
Just annoying how
you need training. I can tell that you need training to do that.
No actual time. It'd be like on a dating profile. Like the person says, I have 5 kids. And you go like, hi, I'd like to meet somebody who doesn't want to have children. And it's like, do you read my profile? Okay. The third thing.
Well, actually, I've done that.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just like your chance of success is -1,000. So why?
I have no success in that field at all anyway, for obvious reasons. Just look at the face.
The third... I'm not going to comment on that.
You have a face. I thought I opened the door just to...
Only a mother could love. The third thing, Instagram. Now, I had no interest in publishing, you know, because Facebook, let me get out of the way. Facebook is a necessity. I have multiple profiles on Facebook. I have my business profile. I have a lot of my groups, but then I have a personal profile. And I have I used to have for my flying community. Now, I'm very specific about what stuff I'll do there. On the business thing, that actually Facebook for business is really useful in WordPress, especially. There's a lot of quality groups. There's a lot of quality interaction. So ironically, Facebook is the best thing still for community business. The personal one is how I kind of keep in touch with remote friends, but I make a pledge that I don't really post anything there that I don't think Zuckerberg's going to resell. So like very limited exposure. Well,
that's about anything, isn't it?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, don't put anything in there that in a year from now or 5 years from now, you don't want to be used against you because that's what it's going to be. And then the flying thing turned out to be good, but I moved off of the WordPress platform to there because for groups, I didn't want to bother with the buddy boss thing anymore and everything else. Okay. Instagram, I had avoided like the plague because I just like, I don't need to post pictures of my food and like where I'm biking. However, in the new setup, especially now, I feel like the tone of Threads and Instagram is kind of because it's Zuckerberg and he's got a kid and he's still a lunatic, but like, it's now at the pace and the level of like Facebook where it feels like everything's not politics. Everything's not divisive. Everything's not, look what Hunter Biden did and look what the governor of Texas did. It's more, there's still that stuff there, but it hasn't really reached the level of insidious
bad behavior like Twitter, where it's just Twitter. It's just rough. So
well, it always has been, hasn't it?
It always has been, but it's reached a like amplitude of just.
Well, it's a Menaville, isn't it, on steroids? And okay. Of course, there's certain groups, as you know, Spencer, that have gunned for me. I totally despise them with a passion. I really despise.
You're a naughty, naughty boy.
I'm such a naughty little boy, and I to be castigated.
Okay, but so let's see what a naughty boy does about it. What does a person do about it? So the way I see it, and this is inspired by, well, Ryan Lee and others, but it really aligns with my values. I'm an expert in helping people curate complicated things into simple solutions. I don't want to share pictures of my kids or who I'm going out with socially or blah, blah, blah. But what I do want to share, things about my life that are related to how does a 56-year-old dad of three kids who has a broken back and a dramatic history of all kinds of stuff, how does he make a happy life for himself? Because there's lots of other people who would probably be interested in that. So the tips and things about my day, my entrepreneurial style, how to, those are very good matches for the social media because the types of people who would be attracted to that are also likely interested in the thing I have to sell for the things that I publish with. And that's why I'm willing to do it. I don't know, honestly, how Gary Vee thinks that like posting a million posts about him doing trading cards and going to garage sales and cheating little old ladies and kids out of their art collections at a garage sale. I don't know how that helps his brand, but that's the kind of stuff that people do. Or how posting obviously photo, manipulated photos of yourself on glorious trips to Bangkok and everything. How does that make somebody want to buy your product? I don't know. But I do think if you have honesty about, look, this is what my day involves. This is why I do what I do. This is how I can help you solve the same problem. And by the way, look at me. I'm not wearing makeup and you got to see me with, you know, my chin hanging down and my wrinkles around my face and whatever, because I'm just like you. And oh, by the way, today really sucked.
No, that's cruel.
Saying like, it'd be a real human. Like, hey, I struggled today, just like you're struggling with ChatGPT or a bad customer or with like my back hurts. And by the way, I'm making a new solution for you that I'm not going to lie about in public and tell you it does one thing and it does another. And I'm not going to go and cheat my competitors by stuffing keywords into my sales mechanism. I'm going to just be honest because then I can sleep at night.
Because I think the main thing, if you're trying to build up an audience, which you can then link to a membership site, I think, you know, different platforms have different groups, don't they? They tend a different social media. You know, when Threads, obviously, in some ways it is a threat to Twitter, but in some ways it isn't. And the reason why I feel that way, Spencer, is that they don't want to build something that has the culture Twitter. Now, the culture, you know, it's been amplified by Elon's antics and by it, but that culture was there already to some. Mm-hmm. It's been exacerbated, but that was Twitter, wasn't it? It's Dramaville, isn't it, online, isn't
it's it? It's what my friend Heidi Huff used to say. She's a big Seth Godin fan. She used to editorial. She used to call it sniping, which I think is a common term now. It's like a place where somebody with no backstory or whatever could come in and like make a off-color remark about you or your business or your idea. Like just come in and snipe at you and then leave. And, you know, provoke you and leave. And we've seen it because you are a naughty, naughty boy.
Yeah, but I have no problem with that. I have a problem when it becomes an organized posse that have political or other motives for coming for you, which people in general don't understand. And I have a problem with that. But I've got nothing. I'm English. That's my second name, Snarty.
Oh, my God. Snarkiness is the English. I one of the persons who was a good friend and worked with me for many, many years is from England. And we used to get a kick about the difference between American behaviors and British or English. And the British own the, like, I don't know, like passive aggressive snarky thing. Like they, you can, nobody can do better than the British. Like, you know, leaving you a message on your windshield. If it wouldn't be too much bother, could you move this piece of shit off my lawn? You know, like stuff like that.
Dear, but no, but so it depends. So I don't think, in some ways, I don't see, I see threads, but I think you really zeroed in very insightfully that the combination, because Instagram, unless you're into lifestyle, fitness, certain communities and products or lifestyles, it probably didn't have a certain interest, but adding threads to it, it becomes a much more interesting platform, doesn't it? So I think you're really spot on. But I think Twitter's been hit by the antics of its new owner to some extent. It hasn't. But I don't see it, threads really destroying Twitter, because Twitter is this snarry, combative, drama-filled platform, which LinkedIn, I think the problem with LinkedIn could never, obviously it doesn't want to descend. It looks at the other platforms. It wants more engagement. It wants people to go there a lot more because it wants to build its advertisement platform. But the problem is it looks at what in some ways happened on Facebook, and then it definitely looks at what goes on Twitter, and it looks at it and it says, no, thank you. We don't want that here. But that's the thing that drives eyeballs. That's the things that does get engagement on one of these platforms. So they're between a rock and a hard place, aren't they?
I mean, there's plenty of studies that show that human beings, that's why the media does what it does. We're wired for those human emotions like fear, anger, jealousy, greed, disgust, awe, and love is one of them. But like the problem is like news media doesn't get as much attention by showing good stories about nice people that love each other. They get more out of superstorm coming from Florida, 4,700 people at risk of dying. You know, like that kind of screaming about stuff is what gets attention. And that's the problem, is like human society, we've reached a point where almost like somebody who has an addiction, you know that drinking a bottle of bourbon a night is not good for you. But man, I just can't stop doing it. Well, the media has reached that point where the money gets put where the eyeballs go, and the eyeballs go where the drama lies, right?
But I'm amazed that it's a strange combination, Twitter and social media in general. I'm amazed at how thin-skinned some people are. A while ago, I made a little remark about another podcast or that has a platform in the WordPress space as well. And I remarked that it was particularly boring to the degree that I could never really engage on it. They have held that against me forever. I am marked, I mean.
Hold on. Let's use that as a conversational bookmark. The takeaway for social media has always been true, but some people haven't learned it. But now that you have a chance for a do-over by using a new platform like Threads, or maybe like me, you're finally going to go on Instagram or something else, whatever comes next. Here's the 2 points, maybe 3 points, that are universally true. Number one, don't post anything that will or could be used against you now or in the future. I mean, that's it. Like, don't say something that you'll regret. Don't post something as an image or video that you'll regret. Don't take a stand that you'll regret. Number two,
the golden rule
always wins. So if you have a position like I do against the chocolate factory and Willy Wonka, okay, be on the moral high ground that you'll be willing to take to your grave. In other words, I don't benefit from looking for a fight from Willy Wonka, but the WordPress community, me as a WordPress creator, me as somebody who teaches WordPress people, I feel it's my duty to stand up. Like there's, you know, I'm not drawing in politics in World War II, but like there's plenty of examples of people today in the United States who see behavior that is atrocious and they don't say anything. So I think all of us as human beings have a moral obligation to take the golden rule and to look at what's happening around us and make a stand, even if it's not for our own personal gain. And if you follow those two rules and you use the third one, which is don't bother with anything unless it relates to what you're trying to sell or do with your life. You know, just don't do it to, it's not going to make you feel good. And it's going to make other people actually kind of hate you if you show a bunch of phony stuff that isn't really what you're doing. Like Spence driving his Ferrari around. Well, guess what? I sold the Ferrari a long time ago, right? And the jet is in the shop. So you could see me on my e-bike or my 2005
Ferrari to e-bike.
My 2005 Mercedes E-Class that's worth, you know, $3,000, but it still drives like amazing.
Oh, so it's a lovely car, isn't it?
I'm saying, like, you can have stuff, you can enjoy what you've built, but like a lot of times it's a little, you know, thumb in the eye.
You wouldn't be able to have that in London. They have made it impossible to drive any kind of old car in London.
Right. Like I rarely
any,
drive anywhere.
Any form of personal joy must be barred.
George Orwell was ahead of his time. But okay, so those three rules will keep you out of trouble because that's the thing. Like social media, honestly, like I remember very fondly from my youth, two things. One is the solitude of our existence with regular phones. Like when you were home, nobody bothered you. I mean, just think about this.
You could actually do some work.
You had a phone that rang occasionally. And there was no telemarketing usually. And then you waited for things to come in the mail, like waited like a week, 2 weeks for a response. And then the television had schedules, right? Twice a day was the news on three choices of chance. Today is just too much. And people feel like they've somehow got to participate in that stream. And when you disconnect and you're surgical about it, you can spend a couple hours a day most running your business.
Well, we've had a bit of a chat here, but I think the main thing before we go to our break, folks, is choose which platforms have your audience. I know that sounds, you know, stating the obvious, but you'd be surprised. Find where your target audience is. Listen to the three things that Spencer's just pointed out. Don't do what I do. I don't regret what I say. I'm just amazed. I have no regrets about what I've said and what I've published at all. I have regrets about people that I thought were friends or acquaintances that just threw me in the ditch, but that's just life.
Well, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about, just to wrap up this, let's put a fourth thing in there. How to deal with trolls, how to deal with people who you will never change their mind. Okay. The platforms that allow somebody to be snarky and snipe in on something. Like, oh, I haven't been around forever. What? Just give me 2 cents in something. Like, you haven't been in the conversation. You don't know the details. You don't know the backstory. You don't know the person's motivations. But you see something. You get outraged. And you respond. Okay? There's 8 billion people on the planet. Probably 4 billion have access to Twitter or whatever it is. The point is, you cannot stop that from happening. So, especially in our small WordPress community, but even in the regular community, like choose whether and how if you are going to engage at all. Don't make the mistake of engaging trolls, even if they're nice people who are acting like trolls. Don't engage them at a place and at a level that you cannot win. You cannot win in the audience of Twitter to get enough people on your side, because for every person on your side explaining it away, there'll be 10 people who are judging you the wrong way because they think somebody else is prettier or smarter or righter or more oppressed or whatever. And the things that have happened, and I mean, I was on the peripheral list too, like I don't begrudge most of the people. I begrudge a few of the people because they violated the second rule that I said, which is they were duplicitous in public versus in private. And then when it turned out that their private persona was not as nice as their public persona, I was a little shocked. And then when all the stuff went down, the people who were nice in public and private turned really nasty because they were being unfair. And I think that's a tool that happens as well. People will gang up on somebody unfairly, like a mob. And so the best rule is don't engage people at that level. You just say, I'm out.
Yeah, I think you're totally spot on because there can be no engagement. There can be no real discussion, can there?
You can't win. I mean, you can't. You just have to see. It's like back to this Ryan Lee thing, right? So Tim Ferriss years ago, famously, the 4-hour work week. I don't think it's completely untrue. I think it's not like 4-hour a day work week is more realistic. 3 hours a day is probably good. So if you had like 15 hours a week, 10 hours a week, you can actually make six figures. I'm not exaggerating in the space we're in with very simple stuff. The point is that Archimedes' lever, right? So don't do the hard things unless it's just trying to get an idea tested, in which case you have to do unscalable things, right, to prove it out. Like when you're first writing a code or a book or something, you have to do the hard research. You have to do the hard like testing. But when it comes to the business, choose a business that like one person could earn six figures by something that's evergreen and scalable. Because I tell you, when you get to 56, you start to realize like you don't want to take on the world. You want to get up and stretch, have a nice coffee, take a walk, do a little work. You want a nice flow to your day. You don't want to go out there and be, you know, like Russell Crowe in Gladiator every day. It gets really tiring really fast. So do that and you will end up with a better outcome. Here's why. Because having been a millionaire, I've been bankrupt, been everywhere in between. I can tell you that I have no greater happiness from when I was a multimillionaire in real estate than when I was bankrupt, when the real estate market shit its pants. Why? Because the things that really gave me joy were kind of consistently inexpensive. I mean, sure, travel and nice house and nice car, but like that's like a hedonic adaption. You know, whether you have the classic $3,000 Mercedes or the brand new Tesla, it doesn't feel better the next day. It's just...
No, it doesn't. You think it is, but it doesn't really.
So find something you can pace yourself with so that your social media drives the audience towards your message. And then don't fight people. Don't get in arguments unnecessarily. But do take a stand about things that are important to the community and not in a preachy way. There's somebody who I like in our community who's a friend of the show in the past. I don't know what the story is. Like, the thing about his situation is he has a really high moral ground, but he goes from like an 8 or a 9 to like a 50 out of 10. Yeah. And then it feels like, wait a second, you're beating me up. I'm on your side. And that's too much. You lost me when you beat me up. Like, I'm on your side. So don't be too much of a heavy character either, you know?
Yeah. All right, we're going to go for our break, folks. In the second half, we're going to be talking about some of the best social media plugin solutions around social media. It's been a bit of a wonder, but I think you might have learned the power, but also some of the problems you might face in social media. Spencer's got a lot of experience. I've got a bit as well. I can pull the arrows out, but we will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. I just want to say, if you're looking to build your membership website on WordPress, and you should, why don't you look at WP Tonic's hosting solution? We offer fantastic hosting, fantastic support, a library of fantastic plugins, and a lot more. We make building your membership website on WordPress easy. So go over to WP Tonic and have a look at what we've got to offer. So, Spencer, let's have a look at some of the plugins. First of all, some of these plugins are very focused on a specific thing. Others do a lot more. They start off with blog to social, something I didn't have a lot of experience, but it looks pretty cool, and it has a lot of functionality, not only the icons that you can put on the website, on the WordPress website, but a skeleton. You can schedule the posts. You can schedule to automatically push out the post to different social media platforms. It looked pretty. I don't know if you got any experience with this particular plugin. What's your thoughts?
So blog to social?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, here's what's interesting to me, that the blogs used to be the thing. Then it went to all social media. And then people realize, like, oh, all the stuff I ever published can be taken away from me.
Instantaneously.
They were like, maybe I should write a blog.
Imagine imagine having all your income dependent on YouTube. Just imagine it.
I mean, I don't want to laugh because, like, again, I think the gift that I have is the gift of time and common sense. I've seen this movie, being 50, I've seen this twice, maybe three times in various forms, where everybody gets all, what? And then they realize, like, the system and the man is set up in a way that it takes it away. George Carlin famously talked about it. So this has, like, been going on since forever. So blogs allow you to create, along with the social media connections, if you want to use them, and as well as with marketing automation, a very, very efficient platform, especially like when using WP Launch Kit. You can make a setup where you just post into your own space, and it's either all public or it's a mix of public and members only. But then when you choose to, it creates an automatic newsletter. It creates a stream of content. It goes out to media. So now you publish once, distribute multiple times, but it's very focused for the things you want to do. And here's why that's cool. You don't have to go pushing like 80 buttons. You set this up once with the same stack of, you know, tools, and you're done. Now, this plugin is not uncommon. I mean, this is like a very popular.
Yeah, this is a very
popular plugin, blog to social.
Yeah, I had a quick look over it. I was quite impressed. And the pricing, it starts at $11, but they got quite generous if you've got multiple sites, because some of the other solutions can get a bit pricey. But I was quite impressed with it. So yeah. I would have a look at it. On to the next one. A friend of the show, Brian Jackson, NovaShare. This isn't as multi-featured, but what it does do, it does really, really well. And I think Brian and his brother, they specialize in really specialized, really focused, well-coded,
good
nice.
Good guy.
Knows what he's doing. This is really another popular solution, isn't it? Because it does really well, doesn't it?
I love Brian, love his whole, he lives the same philosophy, I would say. I can't speak for him, but like he walks the walk, talks the talk, right? And so this plugin is representative of his philosophy and his business model. He's very respected in our community, but also this plugin is like my own Launch Flows plugin in a way. It's just focused. It does this and that's it. And that's what it needs to do, right? Like, it's not trying to be a platform. It's not trying to be more complex. And it's very well supported. And the messaging is very clear. Plus, you know, it's got his reputation. He really, I feel, stands behind his work. He's not hiding behind anything. And he's not doing any nefarious stuff, which is, you know, trying to garner greater sales. People buy it because it's a good product.
Yeah, but it basically what it does, folks, is you've got posts, pages, anything where you want to put buttons to your social media platforms. So, and it allows people, anything on your website, WordPress website, you want them to give the opportunity to share it easily. This is the focus of this particular solution, and does also Blogtooth Social does that, but it does a lot more. You're just going to have to look at these different solutions and see which one. It's $29. I think it's $29.95 for one site license for the year. It's excellent value. And like I say, I've got the deepest respect for Brian. Brian, if you're listening to this, you can send a check to me next week, actually. But then that was, on to the next one. One that was really popular, probably still is, Add to Any. The thing that attracts people.
Add to Any?
Yeah. Add to Any's
been around forever.
Isn't it? It's free.
You know, it's 956 five stars. It's free. It's just basic, works. I think it's worth pointing out, though. I mean, this is relevant. It doesn't take away from this one, but what you want to understand is there's a difference between something like in your theme, such as Cadence, where you can put your own links to your profile in social media, versus something like these that create a post or share something. It sounds the same, but it's different. One of them is like Spencer Forman has a profile on Twitter, and you can go read what I have to write. The sharing on Twitter means take this post, grab the open graph stuff, like the header, the title, the image, and post on it what it is that you know you want to share with people. And this does a brilliant job of it. I mean, just like the other plugins, they're all really, really good. And the price on it, you know, the price on any of these is very fair. I mean, Brian's product, that's a premium product, was, I think it was only $24 or something, right? For a single site, $24.95. I mean,
I've got 29.
Come on, throw them a bone, right? So,
yeah, like I say, you know, you're going to have to look which one they're going to have little differences, you know, and you're just going to see if that slight difference is. I think all the three that we've just, one that I use on my own website, it's lightweight, it produces the icons, is Social Icon Widget by WP Zoom. Love the name, really, WP Zoom. I wonder if Zoom took them. I'm surprised Zoom hasn't
Zoom
taken.
Zoom is a common word. You can't.
Like, oh, that's why they haven't taken them to the court, is it? All right.
I mean, it depends on if Zoom had copyrighted or trademarked the word or the business. But even then, it's not the same business, so I don't think it's a problem. You know what I feel is interesting on the side note of that? You know, WP versus WordPress. We've all gotten blasted over the, you know, you can say and use WordPress only in certain circumstances, which I think, by the way, is absolutely fair. There's nobody who's ever been like prevented from making a business. So you can have a business that says WP in the name of the business or the URL, like WP Tonic. Lunchfly, WP Tonic. Lunch Club. You can't say WordPress.
Well, are you going to say WP Tonic?
WP Tonic. Welcome back, folks. The point is, you could say the best WordPress blankety blank in town. You can use it in your description. But see, that's where this is interesting, because when people are doing social media, I don't think anybody's thought of this, but I'm going to bring it up. If I had a business idea for something that hadn't been done before, there's lots of TLDs for the ends of your domains, right? You could do .coach, .biz, XXX, like just 100 of them now. But people would really be better if they tried to get the .com for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is that when you're going out to start a new business, if you don't get the .com and you don't check social media first, what's going to happen is you're going to spend all your time building a business on some weird .io or .class or .whatever, and then the .com person or the person who has the Twitter handle or the Threads handle of Jonathan Denwood is going to trounce your ass because all of the traffic's going to go to them. And nobody really thinks about that. So, for example, going to Threads. As soon as Threads was announced, you know what I did? I raced over there
to get Spencer Foreman, doc. Spencer Foreman. Why? Didn't know if I was going to even use it. I just had to have that name first because otherwise somebody would get there. So think about that too with social media. Like if you're running a new business and you're coming up with a new name, check the social media handles first because you don't want someone else to have it.
It's a great point. Thanks for that.
I mean, somebody will have it, but maybe you need to change your name. By the way, I want to say as a second, I have a domain name I bought years ago, like in 2006. It's six letters. It doesn't have any popular meaning. It's awesome. It's easy to say, easy to spell, easy to remember. Problem is, some jackass got a hold of the Twitter handle and abandoned it years ago. And somebody jackass got, like, some of the social media handles on it are already taken. And so I've yet to use it for a business because some, like, a five-letter word is not the best, but it's pretty hard to come by today without spending money, right? So I've been unable to really use it as of yet because I'm thinking, like, I got to first find out who those people are that got the handle, because it would be really tough not to be able to use that handle for Twitter. I suppose I could just blow it off and not have it because I have Spencer Foreman. But these are things that people should think about, right? You know, you're not living in a vacuum. All of the names have to relate. Otherwise, you get those weird, like, what? Where? What's the profile you're at? And I already have problems with Foreman because everybody wants to put an E in it, right? F-O-R-E-M-A-N. It's not.
Yeah, I'm one of them. But there we go. At least I've got the excuse. Right. So WP Zoom, I use it myself. It's a lightweight icon. It just puts the icons. It doesn't do the graph thing that Spencer talked about that enables to post easier if they see something on your website and they want to post it to social media. They just click it and it goes straight to their particular
social. I don't think that's what this does. I think it does the profiles, which this would be useful if you were custom coding something, but in the world of today's modern themes, I think they all have like built into them, you know, like type social profile style.
Yeah. But it's still a good solution. One that's very popular still is to some extent Social Warfare Pro. This was very popular, wasn't it? I would imagine.
But it's an interesting name, by the way, which is an example of how...
It's about truthful, really, isn't it? Oh, there we go.
Well, I'm saying, like, you know, there was a time in the early digital marketer era that, you know, people would use that kind of terminology, right? Like, business is warfare and da-da-da-da. And, you know, there's all those things with those metaphors. I think it's interesting today that name doesn't really sound as nice when you say it, but it doesn't mean the software is bad. It's just an interesting choice when you think about, like, where are you going to go with this business in the future, right? Like, don't come up with some weird name like, you know, pedophile plugins or something like that. I mean, it's just, it's dangerous. Warfare plugins.
Yeah, I think it's around 29 for one site license a year. Yeah, you know, it does a lot of the things like the previous ones, but it is very, very popular. I think you could only get it on, I've got the platform. My mind's going blank. On to the next one. Social Share Buttons by WP Brigade.
Yeah,
this is another popular. This is another popular one. They're interesting. WordPress coding shop WP Brigade, aren't they? They've got a few.
I'm not familiar with this one, but I'm going to look. They have a lot of plugins. I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to see if they put in the stuff that I always look for, because right now they got a lot of icons. Their website is very clean. Let's see if I can find out who it is. It says join our team. Let's see if it actually, nope, it just goes to careers. I'm going to see if in the 30 seconds or less, I can find out who runs this. Account, context, services, affiliate, blog, PSD. There's no pictures of anybody. I'm already upset. Not upset, but I'm already like disappointed. You know why? Because I don't want to buy plugins from people I don't know who they are, especially in WordPress. That just disappoints me. I know it's there, but it disappoints me. Like, name a name. Who is the founder of this company? Like Brian Jackson. You don't have to put a picture. Just tell me who it is. Now I got to search for WP Brigade, which they do have a Twitter handle. Let's see if any names show up.
You good luck. You're not.
It's in Pakistan, so that's why we're never going to know who it is.
No,
There is actually, by the way, interestingly, there is a dude who was standing in front of a mirror taking a picture of himself, who was probably the one in charge of this, but it's not really very clear who he is. So this is, again, another example of social media. If I was this person, I wish I could name his name, if that's who it is, I would use your name. I would say, I'm Spencer somebody from WP Brigade, and I'm in Pakistan, and here's what I do. Because it looks like you have a very good product, and you run a great agency, but I don't trust doing business with you or talking about you if I don't know who the hell you are. Especially in WordPress. Like, everybody knows everybody in WordPress.
There you go. On to, all right, Yoast SEO, social media optimization. I would not utilize this at all. What was your thoughts, Spencer?
Sorry, I did a little multitasking there. So, yeah. So this is a problem. I don't know why anybody would use a framework plugin like this, especially with all the things I've said about it in the past with regard to how it operates. Like, Yoast SEO plugin is one of the biggest violators of the incestuous nature of WordPress, right? It's been parked at the top of the repository. They've done some weird stuff where, for example, features are enabled or disabled to do weird stuff. Number one violation, automatically redirecting every time you change a page URL, redirecting a 301 without you knowing that that's actually going on in the background. And then you can't figure out why your sales funnel permalinks don't work properly. I don't feel that you should have your social sharing mixed in with your SEO.
And it's nothing to do Yoast per se. I would feel that
It has to do with their business model, because their model is... No, but I'm saying they're pumping premium stuff by obfuscation and by being a little black hatty and a little dark patterny. You know, they're not just saying, like, let's compare Brian's plugin. Brian's plugin does one thing. It says what it does. It sells you up front. That's what it does. Yoast is like, we've been friends with everybody in WordPress. We're going to get a million people who get on this thing for free, and we're going to obfuscate a bunch of stuff so that newbies get scared or confused or whatever into buying our premium thing. And it's kind of nonsense. I mean, there was a conversation in WordPress.org yesterday or the day before about a kismet. Do you know what a kismet is, right?
Yeah.
When you start a WordPress site, it has two plugins in it since forever. Hello Dolly, which Matt wrote in 2004 as a, like, this is an example of a plugin. It doesn't do anything. It says Hello Dolly in the dashboard. Two, a kismet. Now, kismet was the first anti-spam plugin. It was always free. Guess what? It's not free anymore. When you turn it on, it's upselling you. But yet, for 12 years, it's been featured at the top of whatever, and it's installed in every site. And somebody brought up the question, like, why the hell has this thing been given, like a pension plan, that they're getting all the rules violated for them about a premium upsell delivered into every single WordPress? Why? That's the point. I'm saying the rules have changed. WordPress needs to evolve. As fast as they keep ripping the features out of the, you know, core plugin, they need to start ripping out all of these legacy annuity plans and pension plans and things where certain plugins have been getting a pass forever, because there's way better SEO plugins, and there's definitely better things that you can use that do social media.
Yeah, I wouldn't utilize this. I think you should keep your social media. Look at one or two of the at the beginning of this, folks. So that's my honest opinion. Monik, social sharing. This is another really, it comes from Elegant Themes. They got a lot of traction with this, didn't they? And it's still going okay, isn't it?
I remember Monarch came out during Divi days.
The Divi days.
Well, because in 2011 to 14, Divi was leading the pack before Elementor came on board. And I really had high hopes, and I was promoting Divi, and we all drank the Kool-Aid of, like, someday we're going to have to deal with these short codes. And the day came. We had the day of reckoning. But in the meantime, this Monarch was a really elegant thing that you could use with your Divi site. I would not use that today. No way. If you're in Divi, maybe, but I would not use it today. It's very specifically part of Divi. You know what I mean? Like, I would never use that independently.
No, so depending on what you're looking to do, I think we started off, you know, have a look at Blog 2 Social if you need that extra functionality. Seems pretty good. If you don't, definitely look at NovaShare because, Brian, I think it's a mean, well-focused, and it comes from a really credible coding shop that, and they know what they're doing, don't they?
Yeah, because I think one of the things that's important here, I mean, there's a few people left in the community who are sole developers or, you know, maybe one or two person shops that have good products, great service. We all interact with each other. It's a very small group. Then there are other shops that are a little bigger outside the US that play in this playground with us. Then there's the I don't give a flying F about. Well,
there's Willy Wonka and the chocolate shop. Well,
there's Willy Wonka and there's a few other ones. Like, they're nice. They participate in the community, but I'm going to call them out. Like Yith Themes. Like Yith Themes is from Italy. They're a nice group of people. I met them in San Diego. Recently, they started doing this modal window overlay, and I called them out on Twitter. And I'm like, please don't become douchebags and do this kind of stuff. And they responded, but they responded anonymously and like, we'll take it under consideration. And, oh, this isn't so bad. And all the blankety blank, blank, blank hyperbola. And I said, F around, you're going to find out because I am going to take a stand on something like this because the rest of us little guys, middle guys, who aren't the chocolate factory and the, you know, gargantuan companies, we're figuring out what to do with the rest of what WordPress is. For myself, my business model is curating a certain stack of things and delivering it in ready-to-go format, you know, with the WP Launchify launch kit. You do the same thing on a more custom level, but as far as like how many pieces you need and from whom you're going to buy it, the days of people tinkering are different because the things that you get today are either random code bits in the repository or premium plugins that are like frameworks or are owned by a larger thing. There's no good stuff in the middle because when you try to use something in the middle, you end up with this thing. You end up with like Frankenstein monster and you spend so much time trying to figure out why one of the framework plugins breaks another framework plugin. You wish you just went to somebody.
I think there's a lot of things to do with a membership website. And I like one of our most recent episodes, you know, we talked about what you can learn from startup culture. And I really do honestly believe that people should look at a minimum viable product. And they tend to get a bit carried away. You know, you first of all, you need to build your social media, which we've discussed during this show. You need to build your minimum viable membership website. Keep it under control, basically.
There's two types of solutions out there, okay? And you and I represent both ends of them, but like I think we can divide for future conversations where our focal point is. You've built a successful business helping people who already have a proven business model to get a more complex array of features set up and configured and hosted and delivered, right? You're acting in a very typical but specialized agency capacity. My area of expertise is more on the launching part, like curating out the base set of stuff you need to start your business idea as a creator, to launch a new idea. And then somebody might end up in your hands, right? Or maybe they start with you, but the point is you subscribe to the same philosophy, right? As you just said, don't use 54,000 plugins. You and I talk all the time and you subscribe to like the bare minimum MVP stack of stuff. But once somebody's in the hands of an agency, they're in good hands anyway. They can do more stuff. For the people on their own, don't get the shiny ball disease. Just again, what LaunchKit is doing and what LaunchFi has been doing all along is to show them like in under an hour, you can have WordPress like a Wix or Weebly or Shopify or Squarespace or Kartra or Kajabi. You could just push a few buttons and it's done without having to get into this whole battleground of what's happening in the marketplace, which is what we were just talking about. Like which of 14 plugins should
I totally agree, but I think it's even a bit more deeper than that in some ways. What I mean by it is that you, on a lot of forums, a lot of social media, Facebook groups, you get people saying, I want to get this marketing automation, and it's fantastic. You know, love Fluent CRM. They haven't even got one student yet. Or they would love Buddy Boss. I know you got I love Buddy Boss at the right, if that is the right business model. You do not want to take on the burden. You got an enormous amount of experience, much
you
more
have
than
zero me. Social media audience, and you're worried
about you're worried about a forum, or
you're worried about this scale. I'm like, well, how about we start with one person and then make $100, and then we'll worry if it scales.
So you see consistently these conversations, and you just wonder, what's going on? You should be just looking to promote your online course, get your first students, get the ball rolling, and at some stage, these other things are important at the right stage. But it's all kind of muddled up at the present moment, isn't it?
The problem is we need to differentiate what WordPress solutions mean to different people. So for some people, they want a tinker. For other people, they just want a simple solution. Like, I'm a creator. I want a place to publish my course and have people pay me for it. And maybe I'll do a little more. For some people, it's like I have a business that I need a framework for, but I need the expertise with the complexities. Those three stacks are very distinct types of people. I usually put them into two columns. Those that want to tinker themselves and those that don't. And in those that don't, there's the launch people and the custom people. And there's a progression. I feel that I can deliver a solution to launch most people, to stick to the MVP and to get into the Lego blocks and IKEA method of doing things, right? Just buy something off the shelf. You are somebody who's in the expertise of, yes, we ascribe to that, but also we'll take you farther because we can handle all these things, as a relationship beyond. And I think that that is a way of doing things that WordPress would benefit from in general, because 9 out of 10 people who come to me and pay me a generous amount of money, I just like, why is it so complicated over here?
Yeah, you just keep it under control, folks. The beauty of it, of WordPress, folks, is that WordPress isn't a dead end, because you can get really bitten on the backside badly on it being too connected to a SaaS platform. And it, in some ways, you can get bitten on the backside being too closely engaged in a social media platform if you're booted off. You do not want to build your business and all that sweat equity and work and on something that you can be booted off at any time, at any moment. That is not a good idea, folks. And
The thing is, today we're talking about specifically social media, but if you think of these as features instead of plugins or accessories, it becomes much clearer. Like if you were out shopping for a car, air conditioning is a feature, a radio is a feature, the sunroof's a feature. Nobody would be like, we wouldn't be having a show, let's talk about 15 different sunroofs you can buy to cut the roof of your car and install yourself. That's a completely different show, right? That's for mechanics. People would be like, let's talk about mid-sized sedans that have sunroofs ready to drive and why those are nice. That's the way I think we should be thinking about WordPress, because you know what? Automatic is thinking about WordPress that way. And everybody else that has an agency or one of these verticals that are doing the megalithic compilations of plugins is thinking of it as a all-in-one platform. And that's what I'm doing. I mean, again, I don't feel like I'm the only game in town. But what you'd be getting back to Ryan Lee. There's a million marketers you can listen to, a million social media experts you can listen to. But he only needs an audience of whatever number of hundreds or thousands who want to be in a relationship with him. If you're starting a WordPress business, there's 8 billion people on the planet. You only need a couple hundred, a couple thousand that want what you have to offer. Even if there's 1,000 people doing what you do, you've got your own unique personality, your style, your expertise, whatever. And you can design a relationship with that in mind, also based upon what you want to do with social media. Spence likes to post videos of his power shake and his taking a walk and showing how he makes a living for 2 hours a day with WordPress. That's different than a 20-year-old that's showing him or her jetting around Asia or whatever. You know, that's the difference.
There you go. So, Spencer, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
Well, Jonathan, I'm on social media, Threads.
I'm sorry.
At Spencer Foreman, no E in Foreman. But
you can find me on Threads, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, all at Spencer Foreman, and it's F-O-R-M-A-N. And my main website now is part of this simplification. WPLaunchFi.com is the hub now of everything. It's not fully reverted, but this whole Marie Kondo simplifying my whole setup for the next is all coming down to that. All the other things I'm doing are getting under that umbrella. Why? Because it's just too much work and too confusing for myself and otherwise to have all of these different verticals when nobody wants that. Everybody in the last 6 months who's come to me has said, Spence, can you just do it for me? Can you just show me how to do it? Can I just come to one place and pay you in one spot? And I'm going to honor that because I think that's what the new economy is demanding from people. They want a friend, a concierge, something else.
Yeah. That's fantastic. And by the way, folks, if you want to join us on Facebook, we've got a great Facebook group, the Membership Machine Show group on Facebook. Join us there. I'm posting every day on there. We love you to join us there. We will be back next week with another great show. We see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.